Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Public broadcasting. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around for some great swinging sounds. Well, in the past, we've highlighted the baritone sax artistry of Jerry Mulligan, considered one of the foremost baritone sax players. We've done him in a quintet setting, sextet setting, his concert big band, and along with jazz greats. I thought it's about time that we pay tribute to a couple other great baritone sax players. And so tonight we're going to feature the masters of jazz baritone sax played by Pepper Adams and Cecil Payne. We're going to lead it off with something by Cecil Payne from his album simply called The Pepper Adams Quintet, cut on an old independent label, the Mode label out on the West Coast. And he surrounded himself with some of the finest in West Coast jazz artists at that time. Stu Williamson on trumpet. Here's two people in the ensemble that were out of Indianapolis. Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vanegar on bass, the great Mel Lewis on drums. And this is a nice, easy version of a nice little standard called Unforgettable.
Thank you.
Yes, a nice, easy, loping groove by baritone sax man Pepper Adams from an album by the same name, cut on the Mode label, with some fine trumpet work there also by Stu Williamson. Now we're going to turn to our other grandmaster of the baritone sax we're highlighting tonight, and that's Cecil Payne. And this is an album cut by Cecil called Patterns of Jazz, an old independent signal label, 12-inch LP. And this particular track is called Chessman's Delight. And he's written by a pianist, Randy Weston. And Cecil Payne and Randy Weston cut many LPs together. They were real soul brothers. And an interesting composition by Randy. And on this particular track, we have Cecil Payne, of course, on baritone sax. His Brooklyn brother, Duke Jordan, and he grew up in Brooklyn together in the neighborhood as young men, and then went on to both gain national prominence on their respective instruments. So we have Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is from a little thing that was cut on the Patterns of Jazz title, with and the tune is called Chessman's Delight. Cecil Payne, our master baritone sax player, who's one of our featured artists this week, along with the baritone man Pepper Adams. That was Cecil's work over on Chessman's Delight, with Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Now we're going to turn to our second featured baritone sax man of the night, and that's Pepper Adams. We're going to return to Pepper. And this is from his Pacific Jazz album, Critic's Choice. And this is a little thing written by pianist Tommy Flanagan. And here again, we've got Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Lee Katzman on trumpet, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. Let's listen to Minor Mishap.
Thank you.
bop line written by pianist Tommy Flanagan called Minor Mishap. That was from Pepper Adams' album, Critic's Choice, cut on a Pacific Jazz label. He's one of our highlight artists of the week, we consider one of the master baritone sax players. Now we're going to turn to our other highlight baritone sax player of the week, and that is Cecil Payne. And this is from an album called Stop and Listen to Cecil Payne, which is a good idea. And we got Cecil on baritone sax, the inimitable Clark Terry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone. We just highlighted Benny Green in a show in the past. And we got Duke Jordan back on piano. That's Cecil Payne's Brooklyn brother. They grew up together in Brooklyn and cut several albums together. Ron Carter on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This is the title track, Stop and Listen. one of our highlight master baritone sax players we're playing tonight, Cecil Payne. It was a title track from his album Stop and Listen to Cecil Payne, called Stop and Listen, a Cecil Payne composition, all-star aggregation. He surrounded him, including Clark Terry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, and his Brooklyn brother, Duke Jordan, on piano. Okay, now we're going to turn to an album that was cut by our other highlight baritone sax player of the week, Pepper Adams. And this is an album cut by Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Jeremy Knepper on trombone, the inimitable Wynton Kelly on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. And this is a beautiful ballad written by Duke Ellington called All Too Soon.
Thank you.
So one of our two highlight artists of the week, baritone sax man Pepper Adams, from an album simply called The Adams Nepper Quintet. Jimmy Nepper there on trombone, Wynton Kelly on piano. That was a beautiful ballad rendition of Duke Ellington's composition, All Too Soon. I'm going to go back now to our other highlight artist of the week, baritone sax man Cecil Payne. And this is from an album that Cecil cut called Cecil Payne Plays Charlie Parker. It's all Charlie Parker compositions. And on this particular track, he's again joined by Clark Terry on trumpet and Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. But Benny Green drops out on trombone, and he's not heard on this track. Otherwise, it's the same session. And this is a Charlie Parker composition called Bongo Bop.
Thank you.
I said at the outset of the show, we're highlighting the artistry of two of the master jazz baritone sax players, Cecil Payne and Pepper Adams. That was Cecil Payne from his album Plays Charlie Parker. That's a Charlie Parker composition, Bongo Blues. It included Clark Terry on trumpet and Duke Jordan on piano. Now, for several years, oh, I guess 3 or 4 years, Donald Byrd, a great trumpet player, and our featured artist, Pepper Adams, had a working group. And they worked many, many clubs all across the country, jazz clubs, and they also cut several fine albums. So we're going to do something from Donald Byrd's album, which is Royal Flush. And this group includes Donald Byrd on trumpet, our featured artist, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. It's a Blue Note album, and it was, this is a Donald Byrd composition called Hush. one of our two featured artists of the week. We're featuring two master baritone sax players this week for a change. We're alternating between Pepper Adams and Cecil Payne. Now, that was Pepper Adams as a sideman on an album cut by Donald Byrd, trumpet man Donald Byrd, called Royal Flush, a little thing written by Donald called Hush. It included, of course, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Herbie Hancock on piano. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours, and or last hour, rather, and we hope you'll stick around for the second hour after the news at the top of the hour. We've got some more fine mainstream jazz coming down the pike. We're going to do some things with Cecil Payne and Pepper Adams in the second hour, highlighting their great baritone work. We're going to close out the first hour with something by Cecil Payne from his album called Casbah. This is a Cecil Payne quartet doing a little thing written by Cecil called Bosco.